And what we know is there's a tremendous need for people in the construction field here. We have a huge shortage of workers. So there are other programs going on. For the next 2 days in Milton at the Santa Rosa County Fairgrounds, we've got Northwest Florida Construction Career Days for 1,300 high school students to find out what's available in construction. And to talk about it, we've got Lindsay on the phone. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. We talk about the need for workers and how much money people can make in the construction trade. This will really introduce a whole lot of high school students to what the possibilities are, won't it?
Yes, absolutely. There's billions of dollars in the construction activity lined up for the next decade, and entry-level workers are in high demand. So this event that we are having is going to really help to introduce high school junior and seniors to a pipeline of workforce and economic opportunities for the next generation and future careers.
You know, and it's for high school juniors and seniors. It is who's sponsoring this?
So we have quite a few sponsors of this event. In fact, there are 22 companies involved in hosting 35 learning labs. We have 7 equipment companies, 24 career center exhibits and tables, 37 industry sponsors, and 88 event participants. So there are many people within the construction and engineering industries that help put this event on, including FDOT.
And you've got scholarships available for people.
Yes. So students who attend Construction Career Days in person here in Milton or virtually online have the opportunity to apply for scholarships and be awarded a percentage of $50,000.
Wow. Yeah, you look at I think the other thing that's interesting about this, and we've got Lindsay Harrell, we're talking about Northwest Florida Construction Career Days for high school students. It's going to be at Santa Rosa Fairground today and tomorrow, is that you've got the Department of Transportation involved. And that opens a whole other side of construction that people may not realize.
Yeah, so FDOT, we have a wide range of jobs that you can do with FDOT, construction just being one of them. Of course, we have engineering services, we have maintenance, and even things like my job in public information that people may not realize are involved in the construction industry.
Right. And it's like you said, there's so many jobs that are out there. How many things that are already on the books, projects on the books that need workers. I mean, we saw what happened with the Pensacola Bay, the Chaffee James Bridge, how many welders were able to immediately get jobs coming out of welding school. This works on a level that if they can get in now, the depending on the skill that they learn and get involved in, they could. It's six figure salaries are available.
Yes, absolutely. We have projects and proposals for roads and bridges that 15 years out. Opportunity if they choose to take a career in construction or engineering, they are definitely going to have work. There's no shortage of work in the future for infrastructure industries.
All right, so have some today or tomorrow, someone wants they want their high school junior or senior to get involved and know about this, what do they need to do?
So we want parents to definitely encourage their students to sign up for this event with their schools. Because it is an event that you do need to sign up for. So if you have a student who's, say, a sophomore this year and you're learning about this now, make sure that next year in their junior year, okay, they sign up to come to this event. And I want people to know that if you are not within the counties that participate here in person in Milton, you can always participate online at ccdfl.org in our virtual event. And anybody within all FDOT District 3 counties, that's from Escambia to Jefferson County, can participate in the virtual event. They don't have to be here in person. And if you participate, eligible for the scholarship.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We'll get all this information up on my blog today, and we'll share with y'all the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on, Lindsay.
Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful day.
All right. Take care.